This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. Tis the season for entertaining. Remember those 30 people you invited over for a holiday party and it seemed like a good idea at the time? Well, they'll soon be knocking on your door, so it's time to get a crackin'.
Our next guest has some simple and very clever tips for making our homes holiday ready and holiday cooking easier and stress-free. Okay, less stressful. Courtney Smith is the executive editor of Reader's Digest. It's just released a new book called Extraordinary Uses for Ordinary Things. Courtney joins us on the phone from New York City. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Delighted to be here.
Well, let's talk first about making our homes holiday ready, you know, for all those 30 people, including cleaning and winter preparation, which is probably one of the hardest parts about holiday entertaining.
Absolutely. It's time-consuming, and that was really the purpose of this book, is you probably have some versatile items in your home that will help save you time and money and help make it easier for you to prep and clean up after the party.
Right. So let me give you a scenario here. It's snowing outside. And someone has to clear the walkway. And of course, our kids are not home anymore. And make sure guests don't get stuck in the driveway. So do you have any tips for making that task a bit easier?
Absolutely. I mean, shoveling snow is hard enough. And one tip that will make it easier is simply spray non-stick cooking spray on the shovel before you go to work. It will help the snow slide right off.
So oh, really?
It's easier to clear. Yeah, you'll clear it faster and with less effort.
So we can use Pam?
Absolutely. So any nonstick cooking spray, the principle is the same as, you know, what makes food not stick to the pan, it makes snow not stick to the shovel.
Well, what about cleaning out the driveway for all those guests that are about to arrive? Do you have an easy solution for that?
One thing you can do is to simply add traction for the guests who are going to be pulling into your driveway. You know, salt is always a good option, but if you don't have any on hand and you have a cat, you can actually use the cat litter to sprinkle it around the driveway, and that will add traction and prevent anyone from getting stuck on the ice or snow.
Okay, Courtney, so once we've made sure our guests are not going to break a leg on the walkway or in the driveway,
good move.
Fingers, all appendages crossed, what are some simple things we can do to make our homes sparkle and festive?
Oh, well, this is my favorite question. So one tip for making your glassware sparkle is when you're washing it, simply add a teaspoon of bleach to your soap dishwater and then rinse it well and dry it with a soft towel. And the bleach both sanitizes and degreases and adds that extra little sparkle. So that's a great Ooh. Tip for your glasses.
Can we do that in the
dishwasher?
What's it called? Thank you, dishwasher.
If your glasses can be put in the dishwasher, you know, sometimes people are using nice party glasses, that I would say you want to wash those by hand.
Now, what about our nasty fireplace doors that are all full of soot and it's just, ugh.
So here's the amazing thing is the wood ashes themselves that are in the fireplace are your secret weapon because wood ash was a key ingredient in old-fashioned lye soap. So you simply can mix the ashes with a bit of water and apply it with a damp cloth, sponge, or paper towel. Or you can even dip a wet sponge in the ashes, and you want to just rub the mixture over the door's surfaces. You rinse it with a wet paper towel or sponge, and then dry with a clean cloth. And it,
really?
I know that sounds crazy, like I'm going to be washing my door with ash, but again, wood ash was a key ingredient in old-fashioned lye soap.
Wow, and I've also heard spray oven cleaner on your glass fireplace doors.
Oh, that one is not in the book, but now we're going to look into it for next time.
Well, you just give credit to Two Boomer Babes for that one.
Well, I will say for our book, we really did, try to curate from sources where, you know, these had been tested or there was a scientific reason given behind it. But we are totally open. I mean, I think that people have their own anecdotal. My mother did this. My grandmother did that. And we love gathering those tips and looking into those. So, and we're constantly running them in the magazine as well.
Well, Courtney, cooking can be so time-consuming, especially for the large party of 30, you know, we've invited over.
Yes.
Can you give us some tips on making holiday cooking just a bit easier?
So one is, if you're roasting a chicken, this one is so easy that I love it. If you're roasting a chicken, you can keep it moist with an apple. You simply stuff an apple inside the bird before placing it in the roasting pan. And when it's done, you can toss the apple out and you enjoy a delicious and juicy main course, because the juice of the apple, you know, leaks out as it's cooking and keeps the inside moist.
Do you have to peel it, or you just stick the apple in there?
You can just stick the apple in there. You can cut it up as well. I mean, the principle is the same. It will, you know, the cooking will heat it up and the juices will start to release and you'll get some of the juice and the flavors. And it'll help keep your chicken tender.
And then I love that trick with the ice cube
toys. Yes. So fresh herbs and vegetables, they're in often short supply when colder weather comes here. Sometimes you just have a little bit left over and you don't know what to do with it. You can save fresh herbs and vegetables in your ice cube trays. You simply place the chopped up bits in the trays, add a little bit of water, and freeze them. And that way you can keep them fresh to use later, you know, in a soup, in a stew, you know, for herbs. You can, you know, even take the cube and maybe run it through pasta, you know, a hot dish of pasta that you want to have extra herbs on. It's a fantastic way to save money and make sure you're not wasting ingredients. And it works for things you'd never think of, like celery, parsley, onion, carrots, anything you can imagine throwing into a soup or a stew. Just use your ice cube trays. Each cube will be about 2 tablespoons worth of ingredient. So that can help you tell how much to use as you put it into future soups and stews.
Courtney Smith, Reader's Digest Executive Editor, thanks so much for sharing these especially cool holiday entertaining tips with the Two Boomer Babes. Only wish we had more time. Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.